With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. For the second time this year, voters in the 80th State House District are casting ballots for state representative. A special election was held in March because of Cindy Gamrat's expulsion from the State House last year in a sex and cover-up scandal. Libertarian Arnie Davidson's was on the ballot 2 years ago, again in the March special election, and he's a candidate again in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County. Arnie Davidson's, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, sir.
Once again, please reintroduce yourself to the audience and tell us what you would like to do if elected to the State House.
Well, I'm Arnie Davidson. I'm, as you just mentioned, the Libertarian candidate for District 80. I do not want to be business as usual or the go along to get along. I don't intend to get elected to support Detroit or Flint, even though they have issues. I want to get elected to represent Allegan County.
Well, what should happen, though, when there is a city which does face, say, financial trouble? I mean, is the emergency manager method the right way to go?
That I don't have a good answer for yet. Those are issues that do need to be dealt with. I think an emergency manager is kind of like putting a king in charge where no one else has any say. That doesn't sound right either. It's especially unfair to the people who live in the area. I don't have a definite solution yet, but that's something that needs to be discussed.
If a Libertarian were elected to the State House, you or anybody else, is there an issue that you can think of that the two major parties don't discuss that a spotlight might be shined on?
Ooh, I hadn't given that any thought at all. That's an interesting question. Well, there are a lot of issues that don't get enough attention, that I will say. Like, criminal sentencing reform is an issue that definitely needs to be front and center because a lot of people spend too much time for crimes that were not that bad, and it costs us a lot of money. I understand the get tough on crime law and order, but that's not helping. And then when they have a record and they do get out, they can't get a job or anything. That's, again, not helpful. There needs to be a better solution, but we need to sit down and have a talk.
Would that also include trying to find alternatives to jail for some people who, you know, nonviolent offenders?
Absolutely.
That sort of thing?
Absolutely. In a lot of cases, in my opinion, a restitution to make the victim whole, plus maybe a penalty, would be a lot more effective than sending him to jail.
If Michigan were going to start all over again and try to devise a new tax system, what would you want to see that include? What are the things that you might want to, say, tax a little less? Are there some things you think that maybe we don't tax enough right now? I suppose as a Libertarian, probably not. But what are some
personally,
things?
As a Libertarian, I would like to see no taxes, but we know that's not practical. Everything is overtaxed. Now, it doesn't sound so bad when you look at it subject by subject. It's 1%, 2%, whatever. But when you add them all up, it's like 40 to 50% of our income. And that is, you wonder why people are struggling? The government is taking half your pay. That's not right.
I guess my question would be more along the lines of, do you think, for instance, a state income tax is better than a state sales tax? Or, you know, is it right to have some combination of sales, income, property taxes, all in the mix?
A combination is probably a more fair way to do it. Certain things I don't agree with at all, like the pension tax they rammed on us. If you were going to do that, it should have never been applied to people that were already retired because they just took a pay cut, and there's nothing they can do to make that money up.
Do you think that Michigan needs to change its system for auto insurance, the no-fault system that we have?
Yeah, but I'm not sure how. That's right now, we've got the most expensive car insurance in the country. While we also have the best coverage, a lot of people can't afford it. And therefore, you run into problems with people getting stopped with no insurance because they couldn't afford it. And then the penalties on that are worse than not having license plates. It's insane.
So would you then want to change the system which allows for, you know, lifetime care for someone who suffers serious injuries in some sort of a serious accident?
There should be a way to be able to do that, but the current system is too expensive. I don't know. A cap maybe, I don't know. Maybe depend on a case-by-case basis like we used to do.
The state legislature has been debating a new energy policy. So there's a lot of things that are in the mix here. You know, how much competition do you allow to the major utilities? How much do you say should come from renewable sources? So if you were in the legislature, what are kind of the broad parameters you would want to see surrounding that issue?
Well, competition is always a good thing because that encourages them to do a better job and lower their prices if they can to attract customers. So competition is always a good thing. As far as alternative sources, I'm all in favor of alternative sources. I'm not in favor of mandates because that doesn't take into account cost effectiveness.
You want the idea of renewables to be a market-driven
thing? Absolutely, yes. Like for one thing, right now, as it is, if you spent the money to put a full solar system on your house, your property tax is going to skyrocket because suddenly your property is more valuable. Now you're being punished for trying to save energy. How is that fair? You're not even saving money doing it now, you know.
Well, is there a way to put an incentive in there to have some way where somebody might have an incentive that maybe alleviates that problem? That might have to be government engineered.
Yeah, well, you could do it by not jacking their taxes for the value of the solar panels, you know.
We have a presidential election in which it's, you know, said that both of the major candidates running have historically low favorability ratings, both the Republican and the Democrat. As a libertarian, do you see that as an opportunity to try to bring more people into your party?
Absolutely, yes. This is the best opportunity I've ever seen for the Libertarian Party to expand its base. Unfortunately, we've got a few real radicals that get most of the press coverage, which makes us all look crazy, and they are a minority in the group.
Well, give us kind of the basis of, as you see, libertarian philosophy, you know, what it really means for someone who might be thinking about casting their ballot that way.
Well, the basic philosophy of being libertarian is I'll leave you alone and you leave me alone. As long as what I do isn't bothering you or affecting you in any way, it's not your business, and what you do is not my business.
Arnie Davidsons, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Arnie Davidsons is the Libertarian candidate for State House in the 80th District that includes most of Allegan County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.